Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with his hikmah, with his wisdom, he has given us 12 months. And in those 12 months, Allah has given us days and nights. Allah has given us different moments, different hours. Allah has given us life through those days. Allah has given us ni'mas, his gifts, his treasures, and his whole system, the 12 months that continue the cycle, just for this purpose, that the human being, he obeys his Lord. Everything Allah Ta'ala has created and made for his obedience, and with obedience, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his ni'mas, his rahmas, his mercies, his fadl, his grace. So all nights, all days, all hours, all moments, all months, all years for a mu'min, for a person of iman, are very valuable, very precious. Because it's not necessary that the human being, all life long can he do ibadah. And through that ibadah, through that worship, that he'll get forgiven. It's possible that within that, all his life, maybe he's disobeyed. Maybe one moment Allah Ta'ala bestowed to him, gave to him, that in that moment, due to its barakah, Allah Ta'ala forgives all of his sins. Subhanallah. That all the years, the days, the nights, everything that was there, Allah Ta'ala stated, more precious than that becomes that one moment, that 1 minute. So I consider, I think, I understand that on the basis of a sinner, that we don't even have the strength, we don't have the ability to do amal. I speak about myself, I am weak, not capable. We try our best, little bit what we can do. The good people, the righteous people, the pious people, they are others, and we should wait for that one moment, and we should consider that that moment is very valuable in our life, and that moment, or that small amount of time, we should work hard and depend on that. That Allah Ta'ala's fadl, his grace, if when we are presented to Allah's court, then we'll be empty-handed, straightforward. Honesty, we'll have nothing to our name. What will we present to Allah? So Allah Ta'ala himself will say, that my servant, okay, fine, you have nothing to your name. But you don't remember, but I remember one of your incidents in your life, subhanAllah. Allah, I don't remember anything. I can't remember anything good that I did that I can present to you, Allah. Allah says, yes. That in this majlis, at that time, you were in such and such a majlis, a gathering. And in that majlis, there was a discussion taking place. And with that discussion, your heart, little bit had an impact on your heart. You didn't cry. The tears didn't even come out. But you know, your eyelash became a little bit wet, moist, your eyelid. SubhanAllah, look at Allah's rahmah. How much Allah Ta'ala looks at the person. It's not necessary that Allah is not with us. Always He's looking at our actions. Always. And we don't know, because he had iman, that person. So when Allah Ta'ala heard that call of his servant, in your heart, you were listening in that gathering, and in your heart, a little bit it shook. And you didn't cry, but a little bit of moisture onto your eyelash, your eyelid. And due to that moisture, that little bit of wet, due to the tear, Allah says, that pulled on my rahmah, my mercy, and immediately I decided for you. Allah says that this man, whatever he does in the world, but at least he's afraid of his Lord. He has some fear. At least, definitely, he's afraid of his Lord. So my friends, the fear, if we get a little bit like that inside us, then alhamdulillah, the rest is Allah's karam, his rahmah, his fadal, inshallah, bakshish will occur, for sure. But as long as we have iman and faith, don't touch the iman. Don't spoil the iman. Don't play games with the iman. Why is this? Why is it like that? We don't believe that. We don't follow that. We should say we believe in everything, and you are right. In reality, we are sinful. That's the basis. Always bring everything back onto your blame. Don't challenge the Allah. Don't challenge Allah's system. Don't challenge what Allah Ta'ala has ordained. Don't stand firm against that. Don't challenge Allah Ta'ala's greatness. And He being the creator. Just accept that we are at fault. Allah, you're whatever you created. Your words are correct. What you say is correct. What's happening is correct. And whoever is doing that, that's justice as well. What you did is justice. And what will happen will be justice. What you're doing with me is justice. What you do with him, that's justice as well. That's justice as well. That in no thing do we clash. Everything, Allah, I'm pleased with whatever you have done. And nothing am I against. And not even a small atom's weight in my heart is that. Do I have a negative feeling? Everything's occurred that is negative due to me. I am disrespectful. I am silly. And I do sinful actions. And it's you who's done right. So if you don't disturb Allah in what He decides, then there's no problem. Don't disturb the Iman. Doesn't matter what's happening around us. Yes? MashaAllah. I'm not saying that commit sin. I'm not promoting that do wrong. What I'm saying is that how long will the shahwat and our passions and our nafs keep on destroying us? So a person should never leave the assistance of his iman. The shade of his iman. Allah's given barakah in everything. The whole year is like this. But Allah Ta'ala's hikmahs are still there. The all the year, Allah Ta'ala, if He collects the whole year, then He gives us the essence of the year. And this whole 1 month, Allah's rahmah, His mercy has come into this time. And then Allah Ta'ala has given the name of that month, Ramadan. Subhanallah. So the whole year, the 12 months, all the days, Allah Ta'ala said, all my rahmah and my mercy and forgiveness and maghfirah, everything, Allah Ta'ala said, I've sealed it into what? All the whole years, tahajjuds, the suhoor, the words, the discussions, everything Allah Ta'ala said, I've sealed it into this 1 month. Why? Because so that it's easy for my ummah, Allah Ta'ala says, okay, if you couldn't pray fajr all year long, okay, if you couldn't pray salah all year long, if you couldn't do good deeds, okay, fair enough, Allah Ta'ala says, then let me put it all compact into 1 month. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, so at least 1 month they will do something, isn't it? Because we won't waste this month, will we? Then Allah Ta'ala says, maybe this is too much for them, the whole month for them, don't know. Maybe they'll go here and there, and they might slip and fall. So what did Allah Ta'ala do then? All those months, Allah Ta'ala collected them, put them together, condensed them, and Allah Ta'ala distributed that into the three ashras. The three portions of 10 days. Rahmah separate, maghfirah separate, and to be saved from Jahannam separate. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala said, maybe they cannot implement this either. So then Allah Ta'ala said, let me make it a bit less for them. So much love Allah Ta'ala has for the Ummate Muhammadiyah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says that I just don't want to leave one of them. I want to send every one of them into paradise. So what did Allah Ta'ala do then? The three ashras that were the great portions of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala then said, I condensed it further. And in one ashra Allah gave all of the achievement. Which ashra? The ashra that we're passing through now. Say Alhamdulillah. Then Allah Ta'ala thought that in this ashra, this is where the success will be gained. This is where the things will be attained. Let me make it easy for them. So what did Allah Ta'ala do then? The ashra then Allah Ta'ala distributed amongst 5 nights. How many nights? 5 great nights. Subhanallah. And now these 5 great nights for the ummah, greater than the rest of the year, greater than the years, such moments, hours, days, everything. It's gone beyond that. Allah Ta'ala has condensed it and put the impact into these 5 nights. 5 nights. The whole year committing sins, doing wrong actions, running here and there, doing wrong and vice and evil. Subhanallah. If in those 5 nights he arrives through those 5 nights, then consider he's got to that conclusion and the essence of that month. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala said these 5 nights are there. Okay, then you've got the 21st, you've got the 23rd, you've got the 25th, that's gone, 27th and the 29th, the 5 nights. These 5 nights I'll give to them and so they can get success. Then Allah Ta'ala thought that maybe will it come again, they'll run around here, somebody's here in England, somebody's there, it's the era of fahash, and they've got young blood inside them, maybe they'll see no assistance, so easy way, and inside on top of them on the apparent, they'll look pious and they'll go into hiding, they'll open their phone and they'll do fahash, and somebody will be given a lecture and others will be sat to the back with the phone. They'll be free from the bayan, then they go back to the back in their phone, they'll open the phone again in the car. So they won't learn from the night of Qadr. So Allah says, I'll give them a little bit more of a chance. So 5 nights Allah Ta'ala then condensed them as well. Allah condensed them, refined them, and in one night Allah Ta'ala wanted to seal them. Which night is Allah Ta'ala selecting? Think about it, brothers. Say Subhanallah. This decision Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, no Mawlana can decide, no Mufti can. The Sahaba Ikram were great, great nation, great people, their enlightened hearts, clean hearts, pure hearts. Allah's happy. Allah was happy with them. Such great personalities. So, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala splashed a few splashes. Somebody saw in the 21st night, somebody saw in the 22nd, somebody in the 23rd, somebody in the 25th. Every Sahabi, obviously, the Shaykh was present. So obviously, that they would go then present the hal, Ya Rasulullah, so I saw the 21st night. Okay, fine, you are correct. The other one came, he said it was the 23rd I experienced it. Abu Dhar came, Hassan came, and Ubay bin Ka'b, Ibn Abbas came. Everybody, they presented their dreams and what they saw, the experience, and they presented it. In the end, then Allah's Nabi stated himself that my companions, it looks as if the point is that all of you have seen the correct things, the right things, this dream and your experience and vision. But the conclusion that I come to is that all dreams that I saw and your words that I heard, and upon me that was revealed, say Subhanallah, that was shown to me. It looks as if this the 27th night. Subhanallah, mashallah. It looks like it's this night, the 27th night, so my ummah should try in this and try their best during this night. Say Subhanallah. What a shortcut, eh? All the years gone. Yes, we practice. And the whole year passes. And then we all focus on one point. The 27th night. This 27th night, what is it? Subhanallah. In which there's so much barakah, so much blessing, so much rahmah. Allah's maghfirah comes. The ummah's forgiveness is there. The doors of paradise open. What is that night? The 27th night. So a few sketches come here through the hadith. The 27th night. Yes, it's coming, isn't it? Very soon. Just 30 minutes left. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. The whole life, the conclusion, the essence, the summary. Just a little bit of time left. It's coming very soon to us. Yes, we are millions of times over grateful to Allah. He's given us our life with Iman. From Rajab, we were doing the du'as. The Allah Ta'ala. SubhanAllah, the whole Ramadan's gone, so we do dua during Ramadan. Allah, Ramadan, let it come. Please show us Ramadan again. The whole year we ask dua. Because Ramadan is such a thing. Ramadan is such a thing that Allah Ta'ala has given such a great month. That everything, the essence and the conclusion, everything is in this month that a human being needs. All the treasures are present within Ramadan. When it comes, then SubhanAllah, what does it come into? The 27th night. The whole night in a day. When did it come? In the night. So the people are free from work, occupation. They come into the night to me, Allah Ta'ala says. What a ajeeb, unique night. The scene of this night is unique. Just after a short while will happen, suddenly the heavens and the earth will open up. An announcement will be made. Yes. And the head of the angels, the Sayyid of the angels will announce, and the hukum will come from the heavens, from Allah. Get ready. Get ready. Your duty, your shift is about to start. Ameen, he's called. Tanazzulul malaikatu wal-ruh. The ruh. Who is it? Hazrat al-Ameen. Jibreel alayhi salam. So what will occur? That, listen, go, and everybody's shift is starting now. Your duty, your task, collect your special cabinet. Who's being told this? The head of the angels, Hajjat Jibreel. So this sketch I'm just showing in front of you from the hadith. So this all, the hadith I'm sharing with you. Sharing with the hadith. Get ready, get ready the announcement and call to your people. Allah will announce to Jibreel, and Jibreel alayhi salam will announce to the angels. So that he looked at all the angels, look around, as he looks, he controls all the angels. Who shall I select for my special cabinet today? He looks in the first heaven, second heavens, third heavens, fourth heavens, fifth heavens, sixth heaven, seventh heaven. He says, no, this is a big task, big duty. What is it? Big task, big duty. For subhanAllah, say subhanAllah to me. He says, a big task Allah Ta'ala has given to me. It's not a small task, not a minor task, very big task. So, then he looks around again. He said, it looks as if, subhanAllah, Sidratul Muntaha, the angels that are there, I'll select those angels, subhanAllah. Where he selected, where Allah Ta'ala's angels are selected from, Sidratul Muntaha. He said, oh, not everyone, those, he chose seven, the seventh part, you could say, share. So the seventh share is also unique, was in the 27th, comes seven as well, isn't it? So seven, the number seven is very beloved. Why? It was seven heavens, seven layers of the earth, seven oceans, seven rivers. SubhanAllah. Hajj, Allah gave tawaf, seven. Sa'i, Safa Marwa, seven. Yes, seven. So all these numbers, all these times Allah Ta'ala preferred the number seven. SubhanAllah. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, how long? 7 years imprisoned. Hazrat Ayyub, 7 years. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, 7 years. Whatever waqia incident you see, where does it end? Seven. So Allah Ta'ala said, night of Qadr as well, I'll give in which time? In the 27th night. The 27th night, Allah Ta'ala says. Recommended. Recommended. So the seven, the number, Allah Ta'ala likes it so much. So then what you should do, the action where the seven comes in, mashallah. So the seven, the seventh share, you could say, seventh part. So it was announced. He prepared his army, Jibreel, where are we to go? The angels asked. He said, we're going there today where you'll be surprised. Where? That we are going to that qawm, that nation, those people that qawm, that nation, for Allah Ta'ala created Jannah, paradise. Yeah, you're sat here. This is not us. For those people, it's not for us, Jibreel said to the angels. For those people who paradise has been made, we're going to see them. Is there punishment? That we heard that they're disrespectful, the actions, what they do. They eat our Lord's, Allah's, and they also say bad to Allah. They eat from Allah, what Allah gives, and they prostrate to somebody else. They consume what Allah gives to them, and they are hypocrites against Allah. They consume what Allah has given to them, and they say bad to the Anbiya, to the Prophets. They consume what Allah has given them, and then they make gods from their own hands, and then they decorate their gods, and they give their names, and they say, you are my God, and then they prostrate that God to that God. Yes, they were, are we going there? We've been sent to that place, to such a qawm, a nation, a peoples. They were surprised. They were surprised. That is there azab we need to give to them? Punishments we need to give them? As Jibreel said, no punishments. In reality, we have given an honor. We have to go and meet them. We have to go and meet them. We have been given the honor. The angel said, yes, is that the case? He said, yes. Every man of iman, Allah Ta'ala will bring him up to that standard, to that level. SubhanAllah. This is not a minor thing. The whole month, where did Allah Ta'ala take them out from? First Ramadan, it started mentioning them. And the Allah Ta'ala didn't remove their desires. Allah crushed them. There will be such a people, just like that the snake, you take its tongue out and poison, and it will just attack them. It can't do nothing. You know the person in the circus, he takes the snake, or you take the lion, all its power's gone, and you sit on the back. This ummah that you see, they're sinful. In Ramadan, such a month I've given to them, that all of the heat will come out. There'll be no shawad, no passion. You know, not the ones who don't pray four. I'll make them pray 20. They don't stay up. They'll stay up all night long. The recitation, 10, 20 Qurans, I'll make them complete. They won't come out. Normally, I'll make them go and chill on tabligh. SubhanAllah. From one country, I'll send to another country. Where are you going? You're taking your bedding. Somebody's going to America. Somebody's going to Australia. Why? Because I'm leaving for Allah Ta'ala's reward. I'll show you such a what happens in that month. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala said, you saw only one side of theirs, I'll show you the other side of them. And when you go, their nuraniyat due to their jalwa, so you will be given the benefit, the zawq and shawq, you will go to their homes and you'll do musafa, you'll shake their hands, you will want to see them. Say SubhanAllah. This is why I consider the 27th night, that's what I'm sharing with you. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? Yes. Okay, so this is the situation. Yes, pick up the flags, the standards. Which flags? Four. Four standards, four flags will be given to Jibreel alayhi salam. That tell them, such a great qawm, they live on the world, Allah Ta'ala has changed them, transformed them. That is such, they read the Quran so nicely and quickly with rejoicing, they stand, the imam's reciting in front, and he reads for an hour and with enjoyment they're listening. You don't understand this qawm. Such a kitab, subhanAllah, such a book, that no other book has come down. That we heard other things, say the angels, and Jibreel said, come today, I will show you what's happening. I'll show you how they read the Quran. Imam will be reciting and the lights will be dimmed and they have not eaten anything, just pakoras, maybe just a few pakoras, and they stand. Yes, they say, we'll eat afterwards with ease. And then afterwards there's no ease. When they get home, then it's time to for suhoor, then they run back, or we have to go to Fajr Salah now. Beautiful wives they've been given. Jamal, Husan to the wives. The same beauty. But they run from her, they run from her. No, don't come close to me, don't come close to me. Ooh, what's happened to him suddenly? Shahwat, where's their last one? SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah. This means that the human being can be corrected and improved. We can be improved. Yes, we are so khabees, we're wretched that we don't try ourselves. I say this with apologies. Allah has given us the formula. You have the guts, you have the capacity. If you desire, if you want, you can become capable. The Jibreel alayhi salam will come and shake your hands. This is a wretchedness and ruin that you've earned yourself. Look how you've changed yourself and improved yourself. You have so much capacity. Not one, you're praying 20. The Qur'an, he didn't know. And he's running. That he's saying that, I'll read the Qur'an, recite the Qur'an. I want to hear the talawat. He's doing sujood, prostration. And not just this. So much that he's not even leaving the masjid. He say, I'll just stay here now. He say, I'll just stay here. And they stay in the masjid. You're bedding, everything. You've got your wife. Your children, he doesn't remember his wife. Her beauty, no lust, no passion, no playing games. Nothing. So man, can he think like this before that he can become so honorable and nice and respectful? Brothers, we have the capacity. We have the capability. Don't run after the game of shaitan and nafs. Become walis of Allah. Become Allah's friends. Yes, is it difficult? So today if we can crush our desires, why have we got all of this today? Why? Because we crushed our desires. We suppressed our passions. Yes, that's why Allah Ta'ala, subhanAllah, we are hitting our shahwat. Allah Ta'ala hasn't said it's prohibited. He's given us food, He'll give us wife, and He'll give us chance, opportunity, fulfill our desires, and last Allah Ta'ala remove the veil. All everything's halal. Allah said, that at least do this. Eat halal and be safe from haram. Then go to your wife, but don't look at the stranger. Why do you look with your eyesight towards other women? Disrespectful man. Yes, the consume your halal. Why do you consume other people's wealth and money? Why do you serve their property? That you talk about your izzat, my respect and honor, and you don't want anyone to dishonor you. Why do you then look down other people? Why do you dishonor them, discredit them? When you do dhulam against someone else, when you hit somebody, beat somebody, then say something to yourself that if this was to happen to you, then what? That, for example, if somebody swore at your mother or your sister, or if somebody said bad to your mother or sister, then why do you do the same to others if you don't want that? Think about it. So this is the case. Think like this. Think as this much at least. So Allah Ta'ala said, all the other things that Allah says, I've unraveled them, enjoyment, you have that. Eat, drink, in morning, evening, however much you want to eat, etc. But Allah Ta'ala says, I just want you to stop in the whole year. Allah Ta'ala says, just 1 inch I tell you to stop. From all everything I've given to the world, go to your wife, do one, do two, do three, do four. But there should be jais, permissible, not impermissible. Don't look at the woman who's walking down the road. Don't hide under your phone screens and look at them. Look at those who are sat in your homes. Don't look at them on the computer. Yes, that's all I tell you not to do and prohibit you. I've told you, just prohibited this and you left your halal. So you have the capacity. You have the capability. If you at least listen to this, what I've told you, just like today you're my friend and wali and kutub, then the rest of the life you can become like this. Do you understand the point of Ramadan? That's all it is. That's all there is to it. So the angels say, yaar, this is that nation that a month before we had stories about them, that's not them. They have crushed their desires and the shahawad. So we've left halal. If we've left halal and you talk about haram, subhanAllah, so then they say, please take us there, introduce us to them. Then the angels in the heavens are proud and envious. The Sidratul Muntaha, the angels there. Why have they been selected? Shall I tell you the point? Shall I tell you the point? It's coming in my heart. Subhanallah. This is not a hadith. You don't look in the hadith, but in my heart a point is coming. All the angels on one side, why have they been selected? The Sidrat al-Muntaha angels, why were they selected for this task on this night? There was a reason for this. The reason was this. That when Nabi al-Karim was taken on Miraj, say Subhanallah. Then in the final phase was where? Sidrat al-Muntaha, his final place where he got to. And all the angels there, then they looked at the Holy Prophet so much they looked at him. They filled their heart and they filled their hearts with the sight. Which Nabi is he? He's the beloved. The whole dunya, the heavens and the earth is decorated and his ummah will be the greatest. There will be no great ummah. Who is he? The Prophet. So the angels at Sidrat al-Muntaha, that they filled their hearts with the sight of the Prophet so much they saw him that day. And those angels who saw him so much, they are selected that you will come with. Why should they come? For this reason, because they are being sent to his ummah, to his nation. And we're not going to Musa's ummah, we're not going to Isa's ummah, we're not going to any previous ummah. We are going to the ummah of Muhammadi. So those angels come who saw the Prophet ﷺ so much more than the others. What a great point, eh? What a great point. Subhanallah. And this, that otherwise you could have selected the other angels and brought them and they could have traveled and journeyed to Bolton. What is the name of this? The Masjid Taqwa. They could have sat here and seen that they'll come here as well, isn't it? The angels, they'll be here in a little while. All of them, they'll arrive here. Yes, their duty has been given. Their task has been given. Alhamdulillah. The friends of Allah see this with their eyes as well sometimes. Yes. I'm not telling you a story. This is a confirmation, stamp of approval of the Wali's Wallah. Because we look with their eyes, but they look with their hearts. And the heart attests that an angel has arrived here. The heart attests that Jibreel has arrived. The heart attests that I have done musafa with them. Subhanallah. This is the group of the Walis Wallah, they are separate and unique. Why are they unique? Because their lives, they have crushed their desires and they have restricted their life to the preference of Allah. He's a Wali Allah. Today's thief, bandit, gangster, zani, whatever he is. If suddenly he stands and says, from today, my desires have ended. My Mawla, me and you, I meet with you, Allah, connect with you. Let's just close your eyes and the eyes of your hearts are open. Jannah, you can watch, hell, everything. That's the small difference. That's it. I swear by Allah, that's the minor difference there is. Insan, then he doesn't stay blind. He can see Jannah, he can see hell, he can see the angels. He feels the presence of the angels. His dua is accepted, he feels. And the adab he feels. Everything the human being feels. Just one veil, one barrier. Crush your desires and follow the desire, the preference of Allah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Do you enjoy the night of Qadr? Do you enjoy? Yes. What I'm telling you is about to arrive. It's coming. Yes, the real Laylatul Qadr. The 21st, 23rd, 25th before, that was just a test of preparation for the night of Qadr. We're being prepared that when it comes, the real one, then do this action. So the angels say, okay, let's go. Let's go and see Rasulullah's ummah. Imagine their hal about whom such good news is coming. Good information being shared and their pomp and their status that they'll ask for their own Jannah according to their needs. Yes, Subhanallah. So you say, one will say, Allah, I want Jannatul Muntaha, I want the highest Jannah, I want Jannatul Naim, I will say Jannatul Adan, I will say, no, I want Jannatul Firdaus, Allah. Ummatis will be saying, there are seven Jannahs as well, seven again. Yes, seven doors of hell as well. Everything seven, the number is assigned. And also our, the doors to our mouth are seven. Count, whatever comes to my mind, I'll tell you the right thing. Everything seven, Allah sealed. So our forgiveness as well in the night 7, 27th night. The night of our forgiveness. So anyway, let's continue now. Preparations made, they pick up the flags 4. They didn't pick them up, they were given the flags from Allah. Here, take these 4 standards, these 4 flags. Who? To the Sardar. The head of the angels, Sardar. Here, take these 4 flags. Why? Because the earth you're going to on the earth, that there are 4 places, the power of the earth is attached to these 4 places. Subhanallah. So that the heavens can realize the husn, the beauty of the earth. That you have seen the beauty of paradise. Allah says, by Madani, beauty you haven't seen yet. It said, look at the spring there, the fragrance there, angels, I'll show this to you as well. So you've taken the fragrances and the breezes of Jannah, huh? And the beautiful smell. Come, let me show you that the dust of Medina, what is the beautiful smell? The dust of Medina, its soil, even Jannah will be ashamed when it sees that. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So they'll travel there. Yes, we're going to travel there, O Jannatis. That's where you're going. You just looked at the rivers and the oceans. You're used to that. Come, let me show you the soil and the dust. Then look at that soil. It is the dust of Jannah is envious of the dust of Medina. Who's there? That my ummah, the ummatis that are there, of my Habib, they will do sajda there. They do prostration there. They go there. And they stay there. Say subhanallah. They were aroused, angels amazed. And they're about to come. They were listening to the ashiks that sat there in Bolton. They're preparing from before in advance. So the angels, Janab, they take the preparation. They're given the standards, the flags. Where will they be put down? They take the flags. They come on their transport. In a little while, they'll arrive. Jibreel Islam, first and foremost, he's got the flags in his hand. This cabinet, the select angels with him. And all the heavens and the earth becomes nurani, illuminated. Such a ajeeb makhluk is traveling. And the whole universe is watching, witnessing this. All the birds and the trees, the plants. Suddenly, there'll be a tranquility. And this is the sign of the night of Qadr, the sudden silence and eeriness and ajeeb emotion. Shh. Like that. The weather, the climate, hot and cold and snow. But everything will be still and stable. Equilibrium. Why? The sign of this ummah is ihdina siratul mustaqim. They're mu'tadil. Balance. They're not angry. They're not too soft. They're balanced. Mu'tadil. They don't eat too much. They don't eat less. Mu'tadil, balance, everything at the says, so there'll be balance in the weather. They don't stay up all night long, they don't do sleep all night long. There's a balance, equilibrium, such ibadat in their life and their actions. Allah has given i'tidal, balance, equilibrium. So it's stated there is the night of Qadr. So this whole state of the world, Allah says, the universe, I will bring it into a state. Yes, the asal will be shown, nakal will stop. And mu'tadil, balance, there'll be an equilibrium, a beautiful stability. And it's stated that until the morning, even in the sun, will be effect. When it rises, then its power, its intensity will be less, and it will be like there is a big shade, you could say a cover, a shelter that's been put on the heavens. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. This is the night. So there will come the angels. First, the flag, the first flag, the highest place on the earth. What is that? You plant it, say Ameen. The Kaaba. That's where it will be. The first standard, the flag will be planted there. Yes. And it will be said that everyone who is separate from this deen, away from this deen, the haqq has come, the truth has come. This is the truth. And this will be established until Qiyamah, inshallah. Then the second flag, standard. Which flag? Where? For which the Kaaba was decorated. For who the Kaaba was decorated? That subhanAllah on the Rose Aqdas, the holy grave, the second flag will be placed there. The third flag, before that the ummahs were prepared, Baytul Maqdas, subhanAllah. The fourth flag then, the fourth standard, subhanAllah, Ture Sina. The how Allah Ta'ala selected that Musa alayhi salam is sat. And he had, subhanAllah, he came out from a big mujahid effort, because before marriage there was a condition, this much you will have to herd the goats, then you will get a wife. Will you do this? He said, yes, I'll do this. Musa alayhi salam's story comes in the Quran, isn't it? So many years he heard it, then Allah said, I'll do a bit more. Then when the time was completed, he said, come to my wife so that we can go to our village, our place. And his wife is with him, and he's the Nabi, and the Nabi always, subhanAllah, he's a fakir, he's simple, his wife is with him. And his wife said that, what should we do, eat food and drink? He said, let's look for some fire. I'll find some fire for you, Musa alayhi salam. That look how Allah Ta'ala liked the actions of his Nabi. He said, there I can see some fire. Musa went there to get the fire. Allahu Akbar. And what did he attain? Subhanallah. So he went there. He went on the mountain. He said, was waiting for you, Musa. Take your shoes off. This is not that place that you think is the place. Allahu Akbar. That when Habib went, Allah Ta'ala said, don't worry Habib, you come with your blessed slippers and shoes. You can come. That's the difference there. Sadqa jaun, maybe give everything for those slippers, those shoes. So you don't even need to take your footwear off. And there Allah is saying to Musa, take your footwear off. And there he was the Rabb, you have to take the shoes off. But hey, Allah Ta'ala's tajalli. Then Allah Ta'ala said, take your shoes off, Musa alayhi salam. He went there. And that waqia, that event, mashallah. And I won't share that with you, it will be very lengthy. But here a lot of points come out as well, alhamdulillah. Lot of beautiful points come to mind. But Musa alayhi salam, yes Allah. And Allah Ta'ala then to his servant Musa alayhi salam made him Kaleem Allah. And Allah Ta'ala selected him for a mission. That when a person, when Allah selects his servant, it's not for food and drink. When Allah makes him his, Allah says, do the work. Follow the mission now. Go out and do tabligh, propagation, and call people to the path and bring them towards my path. I've selected you. And you're not going to keep pressing people's legs and sit in the khanqa and enjoy. Go, go into the cell, go in jail, go to difficulty and hear the swears and hear the mockery and take the boulders and the rocks and hear the mocking of the people and be discredited, be dishonored and disrespected. Then Allah says, I like that person who sacrificed. Look at the Taif, one boulder, one rock, so many stones that not one man was there in the whole of Taif that he didn't come and ask, كيف الحال يا نبي, not one came and asked. Oh, say the Mursaleen, how are you? No one individual came. They came to throw the stones. May I be sacrificed for that Nabi. And he raised his hand and said, Allah maghfirli, my qawm. Allah, forgive this qawm, forgive this nation. The people of Tabligh, they should have this feeling. The whole world says bad to you. Bid'ah, innovation is this and that. You are bad, you're not good. And they swear at you, they will mock you. You'll have to go to jail. You'll have to go into the cell. And they'll dislike you, they'll hate you. But what do you need to do? Allahu Akbar. Allah give them hidayah, guidance, give us guidance as well. Today if they don't come, then tomorrow inshallah they'll get guidance. How long will they mock and swear? How long will they throw the rocks and the stones? How long will they try to ruin you? Because Allah says, when I give respect to someone, nobody can disrespect him. Nobody can lower him. They cannot dare. Nothing can dare. They can try as much as they want. Let them try. Let them criticize upon criticize. Why? Because I've selected this insan. And this is my selection. When I select, for which purpose? That not for him to be respected. No, no, no. Izzat, I have given him izzat, and hereafter I will show his respect, Allah Ta'ala says. His maqam, I will show what is his maqam. His status, I will elevate this person. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is tabligh, the first lesson of tabligh. Yes, be prepared for tabligh. Honest, sincere. When the true tabligh was not in every tabligh, does this situation come? If this came in tabligh, there's chapatis and food and money and langar and many things attained. But where tabligh for Allah takes place, then there you get shoes. You and even your own become enemies. Don't come to our house. Don't you spoil our children. Your relatives say that. Sadaqah now. Don't come to our house. You spoil our relatives. When they see you, then they leave the TV as well. Don't come to our house. The poor souls, they don't like it when you come. They have to stop doing the actions. Then you start talking about Salah. Please don't come to our house. We're fine. We'll talk on the phone with you. Is this not the case in today's generation? Is this not the case? Even if they don't say it, they make a face. They frown. No. Oh, I've got many relatives, mashallah. You've got an imam in bed and talking about zikr. Oh, don't come here, please. Don't come here. Our children, they get upset when they see you. They say, they're doing their actions. Why are you trying to take them away from their work in the dunya? Say subhanallah. Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me. Right? So this is where you get the shoes and the persecution. Because you do tabligh, you've got imam on the head. He's not ashamed. He's not ashamed. Ashamed are those who've got nifaq in their hearts. Hypocrisy. They say they want to follow the sunnah. They have the love for the Nabi. And with the words of Nabi Sism, they shake and they're afraid of society. They're afraid of the people. This is the maqam. This is the status that where the sunnah is being finished, then revive the sunnah. Not with words. Not with words. First stand, demonstrate, practice, then come and give tabligh in the awam, in the society. Manaya sunnati. This is called reviving the sunnah. Reviving the sunnah. Yes. Not the empty boxes and drama. Stand and stand firm, correct. Stand there solid. And wear that libas, wear the dhoti sharif. Wear the imama sharif, the blessed turban. And on your face, mashallah, adorn it. And have the sunnah. And dhikrullah, then go on tabligh. And Musa alayhi salam on tabligh. He was the Nabi. Allah said, Musa, great duty. I'm sending you on where? Allah, on tabligh. Yes, because the Nabi is gone tabligh as well. Yes, and they put the bedding to the Allah said, Musa, I'm sending you on tabligh, on the mission. Okay, fine, Allah send me. Yes. Then, Allah said, one thing, remember, the great, don't be afraid. No, I'm not afraid. Yes. And Allah says, hey, remember one thing, when you go, then after all instructions, one thing, remember. Subhanallah, what's that? That don't forget the dhikr of Allah. Don't leave the dhikr of Allah. It's not your tabligh otherwise. then you'll be going down. You'll be failed, and it will fail. The tabliq, if there's no dhikr with tabliq, then it fails. It collapses. Nafs comes in. Because with everything, Allah Ta'ala has given one thing a problem. Whichever masjid, there's no Quran, that masjid is a waste. It's empty, it's wild. Isn't it? It's bare. In that masjid where there's no Quran, if the Quran is not recited, it's just two bad things. Is that a masjid? Will there be sujood there? So in that tabliq where dhikr of Allah doesn't take place, is that tabliq? That is khwaishat, that is desires. If there's no sunnah, practically you have to take the sunnah and stand. Yes, I've come, and that I've done amal first, I practice first, come, I invite you. You also take the enjoyment of this. And I've eaten the laddus, beautiful laddus, nice laddus. When you eat, and then you speak about laddus, then he says, oh, please give me one, I want to have it as well. Say, subhanallah. Subhanallah. But yes, broken down whatever practice we do, but do asal tabligh, genuine deen we need, genuine. That whatever you give in dawah for, whatever you're going to share and tell people, how much is it coming to you? So the people, they're also affected because we have an ajeeb society. What do? Oh, this is my child, do dua for him. Yes, he's a hafiz, so he becomes a hafiz, okay? Yes, do dua that my child becomes pious. Do dua so he prays salah 5 times a day. In your house there's no salah, and there's no Quran. There's no sunnah. And you want your children to have the goodness, and then the child grows up. Yes, will that child ever be that? No. Because the child questions and challenges from inside. Abba, my father, you don't do this. You're telling me to do this. So whatever he said, more than that, he's more spoiled than that. I'm opposite to that. He said he's a munafiq, he's a hypocrite. He's a munafiq because this is not his deen. My parent, he's lying. If this was his deen, then he would have practiced it. So his deen is wrong. I don't accept that deen. Then they go opposite the children. They're going to the wild. I'll show you a list of those children who've become wild amongst the Muslims. Those women, the daughters were wild in this society. They've gone astray. Those whose hand was Bukhari. They graduated from Darul Uloom. The boys and the girls, forget the others, the armed people. Just for this reason that we were sent to Darul Uloom. We were given Bukhari. And they watch TV themselves. And they go do Ayashi. They enjoy themselves in the world. Our parents, how can we be like this? This means their deen is wrong. Come, let's look at Christianity. What's like? I swear by Allah, I can give you examples. This is our fault. Whose fault is it? Nifaq, hypocrisy. We don't do anything, we want our children to be something else. We don't do anything. We say the ummah, we want it to be corrected. How will the ummah be corrected if you're not corrected? We want that everyone wears imamas and has the beards. When we don't do this ourselves, then how would other people adorn themselves with these things? That which sunnah are you talking about? That just to eat roasted chickens? Is this our deen? The first sunnah, pick that up. Practice that. The Holy Prophet has some sunnah. That when they see you and they say he's an ummati. That would be that Sufi insider. We're not correct. Everything's khair. You know the Sufi, the people who are peer press, to run after peers and their dramas and play games. We are friends of Allah, walis Allah, we're peers and this. And they collect people, assemble people. That's who they're people. They do that. Inside, he doesn't pray salah. That we don't need outside. Our beard is inside. Our salah is inside. No, inside. First, correct yourself outside. Bring the deen outside and present it to the people. Inside, if outside, outwardly, externally, you will show your deen. Allah says, Zahiri, you've corrected. Now I will correct your batin inside myself. Zahir, you make your zahir like Rasulullah, where the imam, imitate him. Doesn't matter how dirty you are inside, Allah promises that your internal, I will make noor, ala noor, beyond, yukhriju min adh-dhulumati ila noor. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. Yes, the night of Qadr, I've come, I was talking about Laylatul Qadr, but I've come to this point. Good discussion, alhamdulillah, that tomorrow when you wake up, don't say, oh, we are this and we are that. Go, whatever you speak, first look at your amal, your practice, correct your children, first present to themselves, yourself, that have experience of this. Actually this, that if, for example, in your house, that for example, that when you wear imama, your child when he's born, he said, where's my imama? Yes, I'll give it to you, I'll show you. When the father wears imama, then his children will wear imama. The blessed turban. He doesn't need to tell them. He says, my father, he goes to the work with the imama, he goes to get the meat, and then he's wearing, holding his hands. And he knows in his heart that this is the deen. Oh, is it a fruit? Say, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, this is our life. Bring into our life. Imali Fatima said, Allah's Nabi said, oh, my daughter Fatima, remember, in the grave you are to go, only one thing will be useful. Imali, practice Fatima, practice. What a high maqam she was, she had. And with amal, the life is made. Jannah and Jahannam. So today with practice, your night of power will be made. Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah. So shall I continue or shall I stop? Are you tired? No. So listen then. because Laylatul Qadr has just starting, just Jibreel Islam has just descended. Yes, just one flag has been struck yet. He hasn't even arrived to Medina yet. Then he went to Tur Sina, Mount Tur, Sinai, and Musa alayhi salam story we're discussing. Then one standard, one flag is planted there. Why are these flags being planted? So that these are places of memory. Yes, memorandums, places of memory. These are places that will be remembered for the people of Iman, because this is where the deen is illuminated. Why do we put the manars? Because this is the sign of the masjid, and they sparkle and shine. And where does their shine go? How Hazrat Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, his kurta is shown sometimes. I used to hear this, and I didn't do ziyarah myself. Masjid Zakariya sometimes, that this kurta he used to wear, this, he used to do this, and what is in that kurta? What is in his kameez is marmar and an old kurta. And even I have, mashallah, pious elders' kurta. I look at his kurta, his kameez, subhanallah. And he said himself, he was a great Naqshbandi sheikh, and he said that when I pass away, then this sheikh Asif Farooqi will come, give him the kurta. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And that kurta, I've looked after it, and I, when I say his name, I look at it and I kiss it and I touch it. What a great memorabilia he's left with me. And my qalb becomes hard. The qalb becomes hard. Alive. The heart becomes alive. Then I think that's one of the wali's wallah. Why do they ask for the shoes of the wali Allah? One person came to Hazrat Sahib. Hazrat Sahib, that take 100,000 rupees, but please give me these old shoes. Subhanallah. He said, that Hazrat said, then they smiled and said that this is a cheap transaction. This is a great, that now, that subhanallah, it's not equivalent to the worth, the value. What it's worth. So we've come to the flags, the standards, yes. The flags were planted. So he was told, come Jibreel, come all angels. And what order comes then? He said, the night has come, start the work. What is it we're to do? Subhanallah. He said that this is why you've come. What was your design? That we feel like doing ziyarah. Go one, every village, every street, every person, every insan, go to them. Go there, spread out. Ijazat, permission. You knock on their doors, go into the house and sit with them and fill your hearts as long as you want. Until when? Until the morning Fajr time, continue to do their ziyarah. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. See them, witness them until the morning when the Fajr time will come. Why until Fajr? Point is coming. Shall I share with you? Subhanallah. Shall I tell you? Yes, this is the point that's come now. That until Fajr, why? Because until Fajr, you have ijazah, that's it, permission. After that, why? What's the reason for this? Because after Fajr, soon as Adhan is called, those people are consumed in the ibadah, immersed in the ibadah. And how dare you disturb them? The beginning of the day is with Fajr. They don't care about anyone, any angel, whoever. They'll run from their houses, they leave their homes, they're not remaining in their homes at that time. Is it? Yes, they just sit until Fajr in their homes. They won't enjoy themselves, that their bed's empty, house is empty, everything empty, the street's empty, nothing, you won't find them. Where? In the darkness? Where were they going? Which darkness? Their foreheads, they are illuminated with the noor, say subhanallah. At that time, who are these people? Who? The Ummate Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajeeb Ummah, that when they commit sin, they sin so much, and they're like bandits, but there's no limit. But when they become pious, that even the angels are amazed. That we also do ibadah, we also do sajda, prostration, we also do tasbih. What makhluk is this that we are told to leave? How dare you? Until Fajr you have permission. Here's a point, I told you, I shared this with you. Subhanallah. No tafsir. Yes, that's why I told to the angels, go, let them start their work, their ibadah. That you have had enough time, enough chance. So they will do this, they'll say, we'll do this, Hazur. Who are the angels asking? Who? Jibreel Al-Amin. The two things you have to do. What's our task? The keep on looking at them, subhanallah. Task number one, keep on looking at them, do their ziyarah. Subhanallah. And when they do, whatever they do, you do as well. So what do we need to do in this night? Subhanallah. What we need to do? Dawah, eating, noise, clamor, and taqreers and speeches and waaz and lectures. What are we to do? What do we need to do? Let me tell you what to do. Yeah, this is the enjoyment. In that house, that's where the deen, let's go to that house where the deen came from, end of story, then we'll do dhikr. I'll summarize. Let's learn what to do this night from that house where the deen came. Let's go to Medina. Shall we go? Yes, let's go to Medina. Let's go to the Rawz Yaqdas, the holy fence, the holy grave. Hujr Aisha, let's go to the blessed house of Aisha. Have we arrived there? Yes, Rasulullah's time, the night of Qadr has come, the Holy Prophet is present. Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, Mu'mineen is sat there next to him. And what night is it? Laylatul Qadr, the 27th night. Aisha is watching her beloved, she's looking at him, and Mahbub is looking at his Rabb. Allahu Akbar. Yes, so you look at me and he is my Mahbub. You are my beloved and he is my beloved. It's the intense night, they sat. And Aisha radiallahu anha asked a question. She heard, she says, oh my beloved husband, subhanallah, look at, who's Imamul Anbiya, the head of the prophets, and so, but look at the glory of Aisha, look at her blessed house. And she sat there, and what she gave to the ummah, the Ahl Siddiq, what it gave to the ummah, the family of Abu Bakr Siddiq, the ease that the ummah has attained, it came from the house of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidul Bashar. He wasn't for nothing. The, all the ease and comforts and ease of the ummah through Abu Bakr Siddiq, his family. If I start counting, you'll be amazed. Yeah, the, where did this come from? Tayammum that we do quickly, quickly after wudu, where did this come from? This also came from that blessed house. Yes. Look here. Such a great night. And how it was summarized by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala. Made ease for us. That within a second, she sealed the night. She said, you'll attain this night within a second. Within a second, you'll attain. And she gave us Laylatul Qadr within a second. She gave us the greatness of this night. What was the question she asked? So when she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu, yes. Please. Okay, night of Qadr. Yes, it's night of Qadr. It's the 27th night. Yes, it's the 27th night. So, can you please tell me that on the 27th night that I attained and I got the Laylatul Qadr, so in this night, what should I do? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That in this night, what should I do? What? That, so this night becomes mine. So that I attained Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr. She's such a great... That person who he's from the Ummati Muhammadi and he doesn't attain the night of Qadr. He is the lost person. Every child can attain Laylatul Qadr. He is most lost from everyone, the most wretched and unfortunate person who doesn't attain Laylatul Qadr. How easy has Aisha made it? That don't go towards anything, I will tell you. Why? Because she knew that that place where I'm asking the question, a person can never leave empty handed. He will reply straight away. He will reply, so just have to ask, just need to knock on the door. Just need to knock on the door. And she didn't ask herself. Subhanallah. And so when she asked herself, and Rasulullah said, she said, I want to attain Laylatul Qadr. I want to give it out. So she wasn't worried about herself, she was worried about the ummah as well. And Rasulullah said, yes, take it straight away. Laylatul Qadr is yours. Why? They say with me, Allahumma inna afuwan tuhibbun afwa fa'fu anni ya kareem. Subhanallah. And that's the dua. What was the dua? Allahumma innaka afuwan, oh my mawla, that you are the one who forgives. What does this mean? That Allah, first ask Allah for forgiveness. First. This is Laylatul Qadr when it comes. That you're surrounded with the sins. You haven't done no sajda. You haven't done no sujood. You haven't finished the Quran. You haven't done any ibadah, no ibadah. The angel sat next to you. Subhanallah. What are you saying? Allahumma innaka. Oh my Mawla. I am so useless, Allah. I am the most dirty person from the makhluk. But Allah, I want Laylatul Qadr. And whoever attains Laylatul Qadr, subhanallah, then he's got all of the paradise. Subhanallah. He's got the certificate of Jannah. Subhanallah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, whoever I give to, I don't take back. Subhanallah. My rahmah, it's not that if I give something, I put pocket money into somebody's pocket, take it back. So don't leave empty-handed, my friends. Tomorrow it will not come, Laylatul Qadr. And as Aisha has told, Allahumma innaka afuwun. Allah, Allah, you are the one who pardons, who forgives. Allah, verily you are the oft-forgiving, pardoning. Subhanallah. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul af. Allahu Akbar Allah. And Allah, and this is, these are the words between Allah and His Habibs. He's telling us the secret. What a great secret Allah Ta'ala has told us. Thou sinful person, you commit the sin, and Allah Ta'ala says, I like that as well, in a way. And it elevates your status, and it will make you come close to your heart. Allah, your Rabb will seat you next to Him, because you're doing the action which Jibreel can't do. You, that Mikael cannot do, that Israfil cannot do, all the angels, they can't do this action. Allah, what a great action you're doing. They don't have the capability that they can sin. Allah said, I've immersed you in the sins and you have got desires and you've got wants and you're such an environment where there's immodesty. But subhanallah, that this is the secret. But Allah, you love to forgive. After all of this, Allah, you love to forgive. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So destroy all of the sins and we get the success. Subhanallah. Tell me. Where within a second will we attain? That Allah, you love to forgive. And Allah, if you love to forgive, that's why you've given us the ability to sin. You've given us shahawad and lust and passion. We look at women, we do this and that. Where's all this come from? It's not in the angels you put inside us. They live in paradise. We've been thrown onto the earth. And in front of us, you've given all the attractions and all of this kamal that Allah Ta'ala, that's why Allah Ta'ala said that I'm proud of you when I was amongst the angels. For this reason, I love you, Allah Ta'ala says. And I love your tawbah because subhanallah, most of all, the most beloved servant to me, Allah says, he's he who does tawbah and I forgive him. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, I don't like my servant just does prostration and he worships. Allah says, I have so much makhluk in creation. Jibreel does the same, Mikael does the same. And I look at them, I keep looking at them. How long will I look at them? Not like those people that they disobey me and then they love me and then they run back to my court. This is what Allah says. And I've shown this scene to the angels. I sent them down to the earth. This is that qawm that 1 month before, what was their hal? Like dogs and cats and like khanzir was their appearance. Yes, this was our appearance. Yes. Shall I tell you? The punishments of the sins of people who leave salah, who people leave congregation, jamaat, who leave the sunnah, what's the punishment? And don't read the Quran, they don't do dhikr, what's the punishment? Shall I tell you the punishment for consuming riba and lying and for backbiting and consuming haram and doing immodest actions and a zani woman's action and a fahash libas woman who leaves the house, and what's the punishment? A person who applies the fragrance and leaves the house, what's the punishment? Makeup she puts on, she leaves the house, what's the punishment? The punishments that their appearances are changed. They are not humans. They're dogs and cats and animals, they form their appearance. And that time when they're put into the fire of Jahannam and they have the appearances of the dogs and the cats and the animals and they're like that in the graves. I've seen this, a grave, the people, somebody saw this, the cat ran out of the grave and a dog came out of the grave and ran away and a wali Allah passed by and they said, what's the problem here? He said that this dog, that this person was greedy. And the cat who's coming out of the grave and running away, she used to backbite. And this is the appearance of the sin, the person who is kina, who hatred and gossip mongering and malice. This is that qawm. But who changed them? What changed them? They are like their action. The 1 month I gave them. And they, subhanAllah, they came with the love. And with the love, my boob said, such a beautiful barakat month, leave your sins and come towards your Rabb. And how this qawm runs towards the masjids at that time in Ramadan. Yes. As the fast time come, iftar? What time is iftar today? 5 minutes left, yeah? Hello? Okay, got a bit of time. So then, yes, that one action my ummah does, Allah says, Allah tuhibbul afwa, that whoever does the action that I like, Allah Ta'ala says, then unto his generations I've forgiven that person. That I've made him the ghawth, I've made him the kutub, whatever he asks I will give to him, Allah Ta'ala says, oh angels, bear witness. Bear witness that those people are sent to the earth. It's a lengthy hadith. I will summarize it. A beautiful hadith was coming in front after this. In the end, I will say one thing, one statement. That when a person, when the angels go to one place, they say, what have you done? When they go back to the heavens, where were you? Where do you go? You're coming from the earth? They'll say, don't ask what enjoyment we witness and we come back with. Then the second heavens will ask them, where are you coming from? Jibreel is with you. They said, don't ask where we're coming from. So first heaven asks, then the second heaven asks the question. That tasbihah, they start doing dhikrullah. When they ask a question, after one ibadah, the whole universe, what ibadah is that? What is that ibadah? That ibadah we don't want to do. All other actions make us do, but dhikr we don't want to do. Where the majlis of dhikr takes place, shh, quickly, scarper, like there's someone dancing there or doing something wrong, they'll sit downstairs and start doing something else. Subhanallah. The whole deen, all the dunya loves dhikr, and you foolish man, you hate dhikr, and you say you're bigger? And bitter, wala dhikrullahi akbar. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is the greatest. Whoever does dhikr, they're the greatest. Everyone else is a waste. What is that? What did they say? Second heavens, third heavens dhikr, fourth, to the extent they get to the seventh heaven, and all the dhikr is announced. Allah Ta'ala then announces, what's happened? What's happened to you people? Why are you rejoicing? Why are you so happy? What's happened to you people? That Allah Ta'ala knows everything already, because the drama started from there. Allah Ta'ala started that cycle from there, from the arsh. Allah asks, what's happened to you that mashallah in a high volume and you're rejoicing doing dhikr, the whole universe is rejoicing with dhikr. They say, Allah, such an action happened today. What happened today? Allah said, Jibreel, he's given such great news today. What? That we went down to the earth and we saw, they said, I saw that nation down, we saw them below on the earth and At that time, they did dua. Allah Ta'ala told them everything. And then Allah Ta'ala, subhanAllah, what we saw at that time, that one statement, listen to this word of the hadith. This is the words of the hadith that come. That Allah Ta'ala said to the ummah, about the ummah, the report that I presented, that the angels that present the report to Allah, that when I presented the report, then Allah Ta'ala said, Jibreel, your report after hearing this, I make the decision that everyone who is salihin, that ummah have forgiven them. I've forgiven them. The next statement, listen to it. That mashallah will affect your life and absorb it, imprint on your heart. That from the, amongst them, the sinful people, those people who? The people who are consumed in intoxication, disobedient children who don't listen to the parents, those who fight with the relatives, those who have bughz and hatred. What about those? Then listen to the next statement, what comes. Allah says they won't be forgiven. The sinful people are forgiven, but these people, then what happened? Then when I came and gave the report, Allah Ta'ala said, O Jibreel, they have forgiven everybody, the Salihin, and those Salihin, those pious men, and due to their du'as, due to their recommendation, I've forgiven them also. I've forgiven them also. Do you understand the benefit of sitting next to the Wali Allah? La yashka la jilasum. The person who sits for one moment in the company of the Wali Allah, then he will intercede for him in the presence of Allah. Today even today, this is the Laylatul Qadr, Allah Ta'ala has announced that look, sinful people, your forgiveness will occur due to what? That sit in the company of the Salihin and earn their du'as and take their du'as and sit in the majalis in their gatherings. Why? Because these are those people that more than themselves they care about you. They have the feelings for the ummah, the pain for the ummah, and they such that they do dua for the ummah, they do dua for your generations, for your offspring, for your children. They don't do as much dua for you as they do for your children. Even today, they will be useful for you. Tomorrow, they'll be useful for you. On the Laylatul Qadr, they'll be useful to you. And inshallah, with them, if you keep the sohbet, then on the day of judgment, you will get the benefit from them. And there I will summarize with the words of this hadith, Adina Siratul Mustaqim, the straight path. Understand these points in the words. There are two paths. What is it? The whole Ramadan, the essence, the conclusion of Ramadan. Number one, what is the message? That human being is successful who will do what? Who does tawbah, repents. And that human being will be successful who will do dhikrullah. The whole conclusion, essence of Ramadan, everywhere you will see this. Every angel will see these two things. These are hadith I'm sharing with you. The summary. That every human being, the angels will shake the hands of that human being who did two actions. One, he was doing tawbah and he was doing dhikrullah. Tawbah and dhikrullah. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. The path of the Nabis, of the Siddiqeen, Shuhada, who did ask for your forgiveness and they did your dhikr. That's it. Okay? Okay, let's. Time is up. What time is it? Is there time for iftar? Break the fast? 5 minutes left? Okay, let's do maraqabah. Or should we do a bit of loud dhikr first? Yes. Subhanallah.